shesicha b'tela shlachem. Like our Torah should not be as less as Sam Sicha, the way they talk. And Rashi says, Ashbam, and it's sorach litchoischa. I don't need from you the choischa. Means, any sorach choischa b'kash. I don't even have to match you b'kash like with straw, like nothing. A meal me korra loy hoyachofes legalis le tamish adobo, the yos legalis lam tami Torah. In other words, I didn't really want to say the real pshat in front of the tzukim. Because in front of the tzukim, you're not supposed to teach them Torah. So I didn't want to tell them the real pasuk. But kesicha b'tevesh lechem means kal v'chomer shatem donem yatzmechem sheish alav tshuva, that their kal v'chomer they made, their original kal v'chomer, there's a pircha on that kal v'chomer itself. The like Rashbam says. The like the Moshe says, ma lebas b'noi, you know why the daughter of the son is better, like the tzukim made a kal v'chomer. Again, when Reuven died, and Reuven left over a daughter, and he also had a son, because that son died already, and that son left over a daughter. So our Mishnah says that the granddaughter yashins before the daughter. The tzedukim said a kal v'chomer, no. The daughter is coming because of herself. The granddaughter is only coming because of her father. So there is a svara that the daughter should come first because she's herself, rather than the granddaughter that's only coming because of her father. That was their kal v'chomer. She says, no, I have a big pircha on that kal v'chomer. He said back, no, that's not a good kal v'chomer. So like this, I tell you, ma lebas b'noi. You know why the daughter of the son is better, the granddaughter is better, shekein yofa koicha p'mokam achin. She's better off b'mokam brothers. Like, let's say Reuven, the father that died, if he would have no children at all, then his brothers would yashin him. But if he left over children, the children yashin. And which children? Even the grandchildren. So the grandchildren yashin before the brothers. So therefore, this granddaughter is better than the brothers. Tiyama babitoi, mashenken by your daughter, shiura koichai b'mokam achin, that she's not so strong b'mokam achin. Rashi said like this, Tiyama bebitoi shura koicha etzel achim, means kishem she'en yoreshes im achiyo benechse yaviyo. In a case, let's say the father dies and the father left over a daughter and a son, so lachur is the daughter does not yashin with her brother. Only the boy yashins the father and not the daughter. If so, kach eina yoreshes im bas achiyo. The same thing, she should not yashin with the daughter of a brother. But this is the case when Reuven died, and Reuven really had two children, a boy and a girl. Just the girl is still alive, and the son died, but the son left over a daughter. So that daughter and Svara should come before the original daughter. Because just like her father comes before the daughter, a son comes before a daughter, who are then the granddaughter. That's b'mokam, the father, the son, comes before. Tiyama b'bitoi she'ura koichi b'mokam achin. V'nitzcham, and they went out like that day that Stukim Taka l'choizer, and Stukim Taka agreed that Avada, even though she's a granddaughter, but she's a granddaughter of the son, and just like the son wins over her sister, who are then a granddaughter, also wins over the sister. The Yaisayim, that day that the Tzedukim agreed to Yochanan and Zakkai, awesome Yomtov. They made a big Yomtov. Vayom, the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Vayom Yo Yerushas Polta Lebenyamin, for Lo Yimcha Shevet Mi Israel. They want now Yerusha to be in Shevet Binyamin, not to wipe out. That was after Plegish Begiva. They wiped out a lot of people from the Shevet Binyamin. They want now the rest of them left over should only marry into the Shevet Binyamin to build up Shevet Binyamin. Lo Yimcha Shevet Mi Israel. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Devei Rabbi Yami, Malamed, comes to teach us, Shehisnu al Shevet Binyamin, that they made a Tanai with the rest of the people that were alive of Shevet Binyamin, Sheloi Tirush Bas HaBen Imachim, that a Bas of the Ben should not Yashin Imachim. In other words, they made up a Tanai that the Yerusha should stay with Shevet Binyamin and not go out. The Zohar explains, Shloi Tirush Bas HaBen Imachim,
means Shoben. Elo achin yoshin kol nichtayav. Ve'afilu chelik sher royo liyacheyim ha-meis. Ve'ishiboiso meisa plegish begivom meisa b'mechom ha-kol sheva b'nyamin. All the sheva b'nyamin is wiped out. Ve'afilu ha-noshin kirechiv. Yeah, so what should we do with the leftover ladies? Kinishmudor from Binyamin. And there were only left over, what, 600? So he married Shinosu Noshim Abba Meis Mibnais Yavish Gilad. The Yosef Shechotfu of Meshilah, the Kitzah. So he made up a tonight here that even though usually, like in our Mishnah it says, if you have a son and a daughter, and the son died, but had a daughter left over, the daughter Yashins, if that daughter would Yashin, then maybe the Yerusha would leave Shevet Binyamin. So there they made a special tonight that no, she should not Yashin to take the Yerusha away from Shevet Binyamin, but rather only build up Shevet Binyamin. The Yerusha should still always stay in Shevet Binyamin. All right, turn over. Special tachanah they made over there. Shisnu al shevet Binyamin shelatirush baf haben imachin. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rishonim ben Yechoy, kol she'ena miniach ben liyoshay. Somebody leaves this world and doesn't leave over a son to yashinim is like Kodesh Baruch Hu mol yolov evro. Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry at him. He should have been Isaac. He should have had a son that would have a Yerusha to take over. Should be an extension of the person. Ksiv Hocha says over here, Trihavartem Esnach Losoi. And Ksiv Hosam says over there, Yom Ovro, Hayom Hu. Like that day was a day of anger. In other words, if there's no person to take over the Yerusha, Hashem gets angry at him. Then the Pasuk says, Asher Ein Chalifos Lomoi V'lo Yover Elokim. They didn't have any Yiras Hashem. Reb Yerichanon, Reb Yishur ben Levi. So it's a machlekes, what is this supposed to go on that says the person is not called Yirei Lakin? Chadom once says, Kol Sheinem Niach Ben. Somebody doesn't leave over his son, he's not called Yirei Lakin. The Chadom, one of them said, no, Kol Sheinem Niach Talmud. If you don't leave over a Talmud, that's not called Yirei Lakin. Even though you don't leave over children. But if you leave over Talmidim, that's okay. He's still called Yirei Elokim. So the Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reb Yishur ben Levi. So Gemara says, this time I'll bring you proof that Reb Yochanan the Yama, Reb Yochanan is the one that said Talmud. Yochanan is the one that said that if you don't leave over a Talmud, you're not called Yirei Elokim. But if you don't leave over children, you can still be called Yirei Elokim. Because that was the famous Maaseh with Reb Yochanan himself. Because Reb Yochanan had children, and they were all mates. He had no children left over. The Yomer Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan used to go around and say, he used to go be Menachem Oval, like to help out other people and tell them, Din Garme, this bone I have here, or some say was a tooth, this tooth that I have here, the Asira beer, was from my 10th son that I buried already. As Reb Yochanan had 10 children, 10 boys, and they all died during his lifetime. And when he wanted to go be Menachem of other people, like he wanted to show them, like, you know, don't feel so bad, like I had bigger sorrows. He used to go around, show this tooth or this bone, as if to say, this was my 10th one. So now, Rashbam explains, if Reb Yochanan would hold, that if you don't leave over any children, the Pasuk says you're not called the Yirei Elokim, he wouldn't go around showing like that. Since Reb Yochanan himself went around showing this, so obviously he held that since Reb Yochanan had Talmidim, he's still called Yirei Elokim. This pasuk that says, "Asher ein chalipas lomai," if nobody, there's no left over from you, there's nobody to take over for you, for lo Yirei Elokim goes if you don't have Talmidim. Therefore, Reb Yochanan had Talmidim. Therefore, he wasn't like embarrassed to go around telling people that this was the bone or the tooth of his 10th son. Gemara says, if so, Omidu Reb Yochanan Nomar Talmud, since Reb Yochanan is the one that says a Talmud, I tell you, Reb Shur ben Levi, Yomar ben, Reb Shur ben Levi is the one that says, if a person doesn't leave over a son, he's not called the Yirei Elokim. For the Gemara Iver, Reb Shur ben Levi, Lo Yozo Levei Temiyo, Reb Shur ben Levi himself did not go to Beis Ovel, he didn't go to Menachem Ovel, to Beis Ovel, Elo Levei Man, only to a person, the shocher b'loy b'ni, only to a person that died without any children, like he fell there, it's a terrible avelus. If a person died and has no children, that's a terrible tragic. So to such a person used to go. So Kashra is like, why? According to Yeshua ben Levi, he's not called Yirei Elokim such a person. So how come punk to him, he went to be Menachem Oval by that house? The Pasuk says, Bochoy, Bochu, Bochu, Lohoylech. And what does that mean? Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Rav. Lohoylech, B'loy Ben, Zocher. Somebody went away without a Ben Zocher. So that is something really to cry about. So if Yeshua ben Levi used to go to Menachem Oval such a house, so go to Kasha and Yeshua ben Levi, if he himself says if he leaves this world without a son, it's like you're not called Yirei Elokim. So how come he went to Menachem Oval such a person like? So Gemara says Ella like this. Ella Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who the Yama Talmud. Nein. Yeshua ben Levi Taka held it can be called Yirei Elokim even though you don't have any children. As long as you have Talmidim, if you have a Talmud, you can also be called Yirei Elokim. So therefore, he used to go to Menachem Oval, a person that left over Talmidim, but he didn't have any children. If so, the question now is, Omid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Yom Talmud, since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that says, if somebody doesn't have a Talmud, he's not called Yirei Elokim, if so, then it should come out, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ben, then Rabbi Yochanan should be the one to say, that if somebody does not leave over a Ben, he's not called Yirei Elokim. If so, Kasha the Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan. If so, it's a steal with Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. But the Chur of Yochanan, how come he used to go around could to try and be Menachem people to say this is the bone of my 10th son, but still it wasn't such a nice thing. It's like showing he wasn't Yirei Elokim. If Yochanan held, if you don't have any children, that's what this pasuk is going on. You're not called Yirei Elokim. So how come he went around? The parrot says like this, I'll tell you, for the day, for the Rabbi. One is saying over the name of himself, and one is saying over the name of his Rebbe. So Shbam says, Hodi day, din garme the sphere like Rabbi Shur ben Levi, zesh lo niach Talmud. Really, Rabbi Yechlin himself holds like Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that even though you don't have any children, but as long as you have a Talmud, it's okay, you can still be called the Relikim. Hod, after Rabbi Yechlin says, no, totally in his son, Hod the Rabbi, he's man di yom azeh, shlo niach ben, v'loi sphere lei. Shat is, it's like his Rebbe said it, but he himself doesn't know like that. Therefore, there's no theory in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like just saying it over in the name of his Rebbe, but he himself not go like Yeshua ben Levi. That the Ma'aseh, as long as he had a Talmud, that was also he's also considered the Yirei Elokim. L'chura means to say if you're nonis, you're nonis. We say the guy that didn't try to have kids, that the guy that didn't get married or didn't want to have children. Such a person is not called the Yirei Elokim. Yavad, the guy tried and just didn't work out. It wasn't his fault. It wouldn't go. I, Rabbi Yochanan bin Hanan, the old guy. But Epis felt it. Epis something there. Epis felt, yeah. You're right. Even though the Chur, the Gemara could answer better. The Gemara should answer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, means to say is, if a guy doesn't have children altogether, but here he had them, they were nifta. But Vais Tais, no, still, if the Pasuk says, I'm not leaving over his son, it's a chsarin, so something is missing, even though it's not your fault, this and this, at the surface, something is missing. Nani Mor says, Simin Hodor Oni V'chokim, Dorish Rebbe Pinchas Ben Choma, Maidich said, what the Pasuk say, V'yadad Shoma V'mitrayim, Ki Shochev David in Mavoisov, Hadad heard that David died in Mavoisov, V'chimeis Yoyiv Sarat Tavor, and also says Loshen that Yoyev died. The question is, Mifnei ma be David namer boy shchiva. By David it says a loshin ki shochev David, and it means he died. But it says loshin shochev, he's lying. Uve Yoyev namer boy misa says loshin misa mamish. Why? There it is. David sheniach ben. David left over ben like Shlomo Melech namer boy shchiva. He's like lying down means, but he didn't die completely because he had a ben taken over. It's like you're still here a little bit. But Yoyev, Shalniach, Shleiniach Ben, Nemer by Misa. Said the Gemara, if that's true, the Yoyev, Leiniach Ben, I have a kid, the Pasuk says, of the May Yoyev, Oivadya Ben Yechiel. So Mashma Yoyev did have a child. El appears like this. David Shaniach Ben Kimoisai. David left over his son just like him. He left over Ben like Shlomo Melech. Nemer by Shchiva. It's not called the real Misa. It's still called here. But Yoyu Shlainiach Ben Kimoisai. Nemer by Misa. Dorash Reb Chimchis Bachoma. Karsha Anias Patoich Beisa Shaladim. Person as if there's poorness in the house, or he acts poorness, he can't afford to spend anything. Karsha Anias Patoich Beisa Shaladim. Yoysa Mechamisha Makis. It's worse than 50 Makis. Shinema Potok says, Chonaini Chonuni Atem Roi Kiyad Laka Nugabi. For Kamri Lo Chavre, he Shoma Tefen Eloven, ki alzeh b'chatem yoni. So what is going on Eev now, is Eev here to say, because of his poorness that he had, it was worse than the 50 makas that Klai Yisrael received. Tosha Pinchas ben Choma, kol sheyesh lo yechad b'teich beisai. If somebody has somebody sick in his house, you know what the answer is? Yelech eitzel chochom, he should go to a chochom. V'yevakesh olav rachamim, the chochom should daven for you. Shneem the Pasuk says, Chamas Melech Malchei Movis V'yish Chochem Yichbarenu. If you know a sage from Malchei Movis, you gotta go to Chochem, you gotta go to Rebbe. Somebody sick in the Chlam, you have to have somebody else be mispal of him. That's the answer to get better. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Kuf Tezayin on the bottom. Just gonna list Gemara once again that yeah, here just let's know Nachma was that Kosha Dorsha Pinchas Bachoma Kosha Nias Patech Beis Shalodim. Person that acts poor in his house, doesn't have what to give the house to live on, is Yaisa Mechanisha Makis. It's worse than 50 Makis Chai Sogat by Yaisim Shrine. Shem the Pasuk says, Chonuni Chonuni Atem Reyoi Kiyad Elokai Nogabi. That's what Eve said. And v'chamri lo chavri, his chavir means from back, he shomer al teifen el ovoin, ki alze bochatem meyoni. The mashma is not so that you're better off that way, that you don't have moini, that you didn't get from poor. First is from being poor, don't have what to eat in the house, that's worse than 50 makas. Dorash rapinches bar chomo. Because Yesh Lechidu Tech Beis, if someone has a chidu in his house, Yelech Eitzel Chochem Vivakash Olav Rachman. He should go to a Chochem, and the Chochem should Mivakash Rachman. You gotta go to a Chochem. Shinem HaPosach says, Chamas Melech Malachai Movis, V'yish Chochem Yechbarenu. And Yish Chochem, he could save you. You gotta go to a Chochem, he should daven for you. And Echonami, are the people davening for you. Right. Now, Boy Yeromi Bachom. Rami Bachom asked a question like this. What's going to be Avi Ha'av? Let's say the grandfather is alive. Avi Ha'av. Again, let's say a son died and the father's alive, and or there's a father and a grandfather. V'achei Ha'av. And you have the brothers of the father. Kegoin Avroham V'Yishmoel V'Nichse Esav. You have a Shaila Esav died, right? Now, Esav has a brother, Yishmael. That's Esav's brother, was Yishmael. Then the Esav's father was Yitzchak. Esav's father was Yitzchak, right? And now, Esav, Yishmael was Yitzchak's... Yishmael was Yitzchak's brother. So, one second. So, Yishmael is Yitzchak's brother. That's Esav's uncle. So the lives now is, when Esav died, Esav's uncle Yishmael is alive, and Esav's grandfather Avram is alive. Who Yashin's Esav? The locher is, when Esav dies, if he would have children, Havad his children Yashin him. If his father would be alive, if Yitzchak would be alive, then Pshita Yitzchak would Yashin Esav. But now Yitzchak is not alive. So Yitzchak has a brother alive, Yishmael is alive, and all Yitzchak's father, the grandfather of Rom, is alive. So Yashin's Esav. Esav and Kaidim, who comes first? Some are Rav, Rav has said, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says clearly in our Mishnah, Ho'av Kaidim, L'chol Yotzei Yerechai. that a father comes before any descendants of him. So if somebody wants a Yashin, because he's a descendant of the father comes first. It's like over here. Avram Avinu, he's the grandfather of Esav, right? Yitzchak was Esav's father, and Avram is Yitzchak's father. So Avram is the grandfather. So Avram, like the father, goes before any of his Yetzirechai. His Yetzirechai would be Yitzchak had a son called Yishmael. Not a son. Avram had a son, right? Yitzchak and Yishmael. So Avram, the father, comes before his Yetzirechai. So why should Yishmael Yashin? Because he comes out from Avram. Avram comes first. That's what our Mishnah says. For Av, the father, is Kedem, comes before Lechol Yetzirechai. From anybody that comes out from the father. So therefore, Avad Avram, that's the grandfather Yashin's before his son Yishmael. That's what the Mishnah says. A father goes before his Yetzirechai. The Gemara says, and V'Rami Bachoma, like what was his question altogether? So the Gemara says, V'Rami Bachoma,